Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shade of us and Yeshua Pollock. Okay, Rabotai, it's good to see you all.
Good morning.
We're continuing now on Packet Yudalid. Okay, so what did we mention? We were discussing on Thursday, we were talking about the Machlokes, about a person is going to give up Chai Shah for a possible Chai Olam, right? And the Gemara talks about a person could go, is going to, seems to be terminally ill.
It occurs to me I didn't look to see if there was a parking restriction that I talked about.
Ill, and he can get this operation that hopefully could cure him, but on the other hand, it also could kill him. So what do we say?
The term is pikuach nefesh.
Right. So the question is, could we give somebody?
Just a question now.
He has a choice to an operation which could cure him. Let's mute. Can we mute everybody? So this way, when we want to talk, we could then unmute. Okay? Please mute everybody. Okay? And then we said, the Mishnas Chacham says that at least it has to be a Safek HaShokol that you can get better. That you'll get out of Chaye Shah and you'll have Chaye Olam. So if it's a Safek Shokol, even though there's the other part of the Safek is that a person would die right away, or he would lose out his Chaye Shah. So the Mishnah Chacham says you have a right to take the risk and put yourself into a situation where you could get Chaye Olam, even at the risk that you could lose out on some of your Chaye Shah, because Chai Shah could be another 3 months, but there's a possibility you'll die right away. So he could lose out of Chai Shah, but he'd get Chai Olam. So the Mishnah Chacham says you could do it. You can take the risk if it's a Safek HaShokol. And Rav Chaim Oizer says even if it's not a Safek HaShokol, even if it's more remote that you're going to... Because the Gemara says, L'chai Shah lo chashinan. So the Rav Hershel explains what that means is that according to the Mishnah's Chacham, it means the Chai Shah is still something, is still meaningful. L'gabe Chai Olam, it's less. But it's still meaningful, so you can't just give it up stam. According to Rav Chaim Oizer, you can give it up. You can give up your Chai Shah even though it's a more remote possibility that the operation will help. Okay. There is a famous Tiferes Yisrael on page 2 that people quote a lot. People were quoting this, you know, if you remember, before COVID, there were other issues in the Jewish community. One of the big issues was the anti-vaxxers, right? The people who didn't want to give vaccinations, and that was a whole big thing. Hopefully, when this vaccine comes out, I'm hoping that, there won't be too many anti-vaxxers, because maybe now people will understand the importance of having a vaccine. And people were saying that they were at risk of certain things happening to their children if they would give a vaccine, right? So there were people, that was the issue of the day at a certain point. Then, you know how life is. You have the issue of the day until the next issue of the day overshadows the first previous issue of the day. So there was a lot of talk. So one of the things that was quoted, I believe Rav Asher Weiss quoted this source of the Tiferes Yisrael, promoting vaccination. So this is an important Tiferes Yisrael to see inside. So let's see what it says in Oz Gimel. Ze merely heter lasos inoculatin. So inoculation, right? shall paken. So you're gonna give someone a vaccine of sorts. Half she'echad me'elav mace. But in other words, you're gonna put somebody in a precarious situation because somebody could die from it. In other words, it might be helpful, but and this was the discussion we recently had. In other words, somebody is vaday mace, but he can get out of it. But he could, you know, get killed from that also. So Rizelder had to last us in Akilah Shalpakan Af She'echad Me'elef Meis. One of 1,000 will die with this inoculation. Hakolponim imisavu bo hapakan hativi masakana krov v'yose. But if we just let the person take the course of life in its natural form, then it'll be a bigger sakana. So now, if you give the inoculation, you give the shots, you're gonna, it could help out the situation, but then it could have the reverse effect also. Okay, Rasha l'hachnis es asmo misakana rechoka, kedei l'hatzil asmo misakana krova. So he says you're allowed to put yourself into a sakana rechoka to help a sakana krova. In other words, the way it is now is a sakana krova that something can happen if he doesn't get the vaccine or whatever, right? So is he allowed to do it? So he says yes. Uraya brura l'divrei v'varei mashkotzer rabbi yoseh b'tura choshen mishpat sofsim tov chavav v'shem yushalmi chayav odom l'hachas es atzmo v'sofik sakana k'dei l'hatzil chaveiro. In other words, if your friend has a vade sakana, you know, you see your friend is drowning in the ocean. So it's a vade sakana. He doesn't know how to swim. He's drowning. And for you to go in and see, you know how to swim. So, but you never know. It could be something. It could be a shark in the. It's a suffix sakana. So still, you're allowed. Chayim adam lachnis asasim of suffix sakana. It's not for sure that he's going to drown. And so it's a kal v'chomer. To save your friend, you chayev to put yourself into a sakhanah. So certainly it should be allowed for yourself to put yourself into a possible sakana to save yourself for something more imminent. Rasha, he's allowed to put himself into this situation. In other words, even if the Rambam doesn't quote you, Shalmi, that he says that you're b'chuyev to put yourself into a sofe sakana to save your friend from a vade sakana, that's only they hold that you're not b'chuyev, but you're allowed to. So certainly, in the situation where you're giving yourself, you're getting the shots to, and it might be a suffix sakana, but the imminent vaday sakana is more important. Okay, so that's a famous mocker in the Tiferes Yisrael that you should be aware of. Okay, now we're ready to go to the famous sugya in Bava Metzia on page 5. This is the famous sugya. We could spend some time with this sugya because it's one of the most famous shas sugyas on these topics. And it's a machlokas between Ben Petura and the Chachamim. Take a look on page 5. Samach Beis Amrav. Heruchan haivach v'chechichi machmai avin leim b'aylik and tanya. Shnaim shu mahalchim b'derech. So two people are walking on the way. And one of them has a barrel, a flask of water. So one of them has it, the other one has nothing. So the question is, the one who has the bottle of water, is he allowed to keep it, or does he have to share it with his friend? So the Gemara says like this. If they share it, im shosim shnei mesim. Because if they're both going to drink it, they're both going to share, then they'll both die. Meaning, they'll both live a little bit longer, but none of them will be able to make it to civilization, where they will be able to now put themselves into a situation of re-nourishing and replenishing themselves till they get back to, you know, because if one of them drinks the whole thing, he'll get back to civilization, and then he'll be able to eat normal, and he'll be living indefinitely. If they share, they'll both live a little bit longer, but neither of them will be able to get back to, you know, they'll only last, it won't last enough time to get back to civilization to replenish. So they'll both live a little bit longer than they are now, but neither of them will make it back to civilization. So what do you do? But if one of them drinks, he'll get back to civilization, and then he'll replenish himself and he'll live indefinitely. So Darsh ben Patur Mutav Sheyishtu Shneim V'yamusu V'al Yire Echad Mehem B'misasol Shal Chaveiro. So ben Patur says that it's better to split it. It's better to split the water. And this way, one of them will not see the death of his friend. They'll both live a little bit longer, and then they'll both die, because neither of them will be able to last long enough to get back to civilization where they could then fully replenish and live indefinitely. But Rabbi Akiva, so until Rabbi Akiva came, so Rabbi Akiva says that your life has kedima to your friend's life. So therefore, the proper thing to do is to the person who owns the bottle of water to drink the whole thing, and therefore to save his own life. Because if they split it, neither of them will live. They'll live, again, a little bit longer, but not enough to live indefinitely. As we'll see, the Chazanish uses the terminology of Chayei Shoah and Chayei Olam. In other words, as the Chazanish, we'll see, says, that's the question over here. In other words, is a person mechuyev to give up his Chayei Olam for someone else's Chayei Shoah? So that's what the Chazon Ish is going to say, that according to Ben Petura, you have to give up the split, because you have to give someone, if you can help someone's Chai Shoah, even though expense at your Chai Olam, you have to. And Rebbe Kiva says, no, what are you talking about? It's your Chai Olam. You can't give up your Chai Olam for someone else's Chai Shoah. So Mela, you have to, you keep it. You keep the water, and you drink the whole thing. You drink the whole thing, and you make it back to civilization, and then you'll live indefinitely. And the other fellow, unfortunately, will live a little bit longer, but that's it. And he won't even be able to get back to civilization, and then he will, unfortunately, pass away. So that's this is a fascinating fascinating sugya. So let's see a little bit more in this sugya. Let's look in the Marsha now on page, next page on page 6. What if they both, what if it's not one person's bottle of water? What if they own it b'shutfus? What would be the case then? So says the Marsha, Rabbi Right, because if it's the owner of both, so then, you know, one of them can't take away the, so therefore they'll both die. And no one could say, oh, give it to me, I'm going to take it, because my chazis, the domak, the dach sumak tfei, right? Just like you can't, lose the, you know, you can't say you have the right to live more than someone else. So if you own it, like the case in the Gemara, it's your bottle, so then, if it's your bottle, then you have a right to keep it. But if it's not your bottle, then you split it. That seems to be the Pashut trap. So let's see that Chazon Ish that I was just quoting to you on page 12. Okay, so let's look on the top here, where I put the arrow. Mutav shishtei, moda ben patur hu v'rabo b'shvi. Him and his Rebbe is in captivity. Shapodas asmo deinu chai v'hi d'rabo m'mokam v'kuach nefesh. That's chayech ha'kodmim. If you have the money to be poda yourself, you poda yourself. Don't remember how you should give him. V'hocha taima the ben patur, the kevid yesh chai shol ishnehim, So is something. So it says your own chai olam. It's a big chiddush. Your own chai olam is not doche someone else's chai shah. So therefore, you're mechuyev to give up half the water to your friend. Even though we know the Gemara says that you can give up Chai Shah for Chai Olam, right? That was the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to go to the doctor because the Goyish doctor may kill you, but he may give you Chai Olam. So if he kills you, you're going to lose out. You would have lived at least 5 months anyway. Now you're not even living those 5 months. So what's the difference? So how come Ben Patur is saying that? If the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is saying that you can, that your mechui, that you can give up chaye shah for chay olam, chay shah lo chay shinan. So how can Ben Patur say that he should give up half the bottle to his friend? Isn't he giving up chay olam for chay shah? And we saw in the Gemara just the opposite, that you can give up your chay olam for someone else's chay shah. Everyone is a schus to have chay olam. So everyone who would drink would get chai olam if he would drink the whole thing. And he wants to say he has precedence because it's his water. Since they both have chai shah, still a big chiddush that you can't be doche your chayish, your friend's chayish of your chay olam. And Rabbi Kiva Salvar, Mishum Chayecha Kol Mim Niftar Mehatzalas Chayisho Shavero. Whereas he's saying like this, because you have a chiyav hatzala to your friend, right? In other words, you have a chiyav hatzala to your friend, and you have a chiyav of hatzala for yourself. And if you don't hold Chayecha Kolmim, so then Chanami should split it. Rabbi Kiva says no. Chayecha Kolmim means that you are potter from the Chiv Hatzal's Chayesh Shal Havero. Then he says, Venira, The Ein Chavei Rasha Ligzol Mimenu Meimav. The question is, could you steal the water? In other words, one guy has the whole bottle of water, it's his, so could you steal it? Because Avodav, the old Rasha La'asil Asma Mimenu Shal Chaveiro, right, you're allowed to use Mimenu Shal Chaveiro to save your life. Hacha Kvar Huchra Hadid Chayach Kodmim. Ave Hagozel Kozel Nefesh Shal Chaveiro. He says, you can't do that, you can't steal it. It says, "V'nira d'im yesh le'echad mayim."
Wouldn't that be gremrit sicha, not just gzeila?
Right. So we have to see. Yeah, it could be. We'll see what's gremrit sicha. But you're right. It's very mistaber what you're saying. Now, so far we had the case of one person has the water. Then we had the marsha's case where they both have the water. What if a third party has the water? In other words, the third party, he's fine. He's going to live. He's not a problem. The third party has the water. And there are two people who potentially need the water. So, what does he do? And there are two people that are thirsty, you know, with the same type of scenario of the Gemara. So what's the proper thing for the third party to do? These two people are in the midbar, and they have nothing. Neither of them have anything. And then there's a third party who came from Salah, you know, and he's fine. You know, he doesn't have any sakana, but he has a bottle of water. So who does he give it to? So he says, the Ben Patur nosin l'shnei. So he thinks it's the same machlokas. That according to Ben Petura, he should split it, and they should both die. Because even if he would give it to one of them, the other one would then have a chiv to give to his friend. So he might as well just give it direct, split it. Rabbi Kiva yitei lecha m'shem yirtze. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you give it only to one of them, whoever you want. Because it's not a din of chayecha kodmim, because it's not chayecha. Because Malkam Kevin she yizke yatzel atzmob kedin. Because whoever gets it, then it's his. So you have a right to give it to one of them, and he'll keep it, and he'll live like Rabbi Kiva. Rasha and Osim Lite Lo. When there are the chayev, Lite Leechad Kevin to Beshvil Chayecha Kodmim or Torah the Chayev Olam Chayev Olam. So it was Yimchuyev according to Rabbi Kiva. The third party. Is mechuyif? There was the third party might say, you know, okay, I don't want to choose sides. Just like I told you, I had have a Talmud who had a situation where he was going to give a liver, and the question was who to give it to, and that was a very hard shaila to who has kedimus in the you know. So he says. So he says, well, he says that you're mechuyev to give it to one person by the water. Because chayecha kodmim, even though there's no chayecha kodmim here, but since there's a din of chayecha kodmim, so he has to pick one, and then that guy will have the din of chayecha kodmim. Because chayecha kodmim means that the chay olam of one person takes precedence of the chay shah of somebody else. V'mecha mechem kodem l'chaveir gon. So then you could be, we'll have to see a whole sugya about this, about the Mishnah in Horia says there's Kedimus. Kohen is Kohen to the Levi to Israel, you know, and there's a whole Mishnah about that. And the question is how to apply that Mishnah, of what is the Mishnah referring to. But if you assume that Mishnah is referring to Pikuach Nefesh, so then you would follow the Mishnah. That who has the kedimus? Not everyone learns that the Mishnah is referring to pikuach nefesh. But if it is, then there's an order of hierarchy in the Mishnah. But if they're both say kohanim or they're both equal in that, so then he gives it to whoever he wants. Well, the betura ain't of kusa b'koin el b'mokav d'shaychay shah. And according to the Petura, so Kohen doesn't make a difference. El Mokum Shaloshai Chayesh Loshegun, Pidyon Shavui, Matzola, Ben Anar. El Kit Shemayim, Loshe Lishneim. It's not a question of Chayesha, then it's Pidyon Shavuyim, he'll live. So, okay, that's another question. So that is the Chazon Ish. So this is. So at the end of the day, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So we paskin that Chai Olam is takes precedence to Chai Shah. But again, that's only if it's yours. If it's yours, and even if it's a third party's. But if they both own it, so then they split it. Now this is relevant also to the Shaila of respirators. In other words, what if you have there's a limited amount of respirators in the hospital, and there's two people that come into the hospital who need respirators, and one of them, you know, Rabbi, I would recommend you should read this that article in the Mishpacha magazine about Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsberg. If you didn't read it yet, you have a. You know, it's a tremendous perspective on Pikuach Nefesh and Chaye Olam and things like that. If you didn't read it, you have to read it. In this last week's Mishpacha magazine. So, okay, that's a must read for everybody. Okay? If you didn't read it yet. But Lemaisa, so who gets precedence? So say to. We're going to see, there'll be a number of shiurim on this topic. What if two people come in the same time? What if one person's on the respirator, but he definitely is not going to live? I mean, definitely, again, if you read that article, you know, definite, nothing is so definite. But one person is, you know, it's only a question of Chai Shah. He's on the respirator. The other person, if we get him on the respirator, he potentially could have Chai Olam. So, okay, one comes first is one question. What if the guy is already on the respirator and he's the only has a Chai Shah possibility? Then someone comes in with a Chai Olam. Can we unhook the and take the respirator away and give it to the other person? So he says, look on the bottom of page 19 in Halacha Refua. That's a hardcover Torah thing in Yoni Refua. Rav Hirschler wrote this article, Rav Moshe Hirschler, on the bottom of page 19. The Dina, he says, two lines from the bottom. Im Yeshu Beis Cholim Rasa Miskan Echad. It only has one machine. Yesh Kama Cholim, and a lot of Cholim need it. And Tzrachim V'Kulam. So if they're both in the same level of, you know, life situation, they're both on the same level. So then maybe you should look in the Mishnah in Horius and follow that. Right, Cohen called him Lulevi, etc. The Miesh Severe Slarofim shall say Yoel Yoshi Cholum Lasses Lamisha Himavinim. But then he writes Haya Ech, the third line, Yochel Haya Matzel Zel Chaim Tikinim, in other words, you could have Chaya Olam. Vashani Rakl Chai Shah, Chaya Lasses Lazesh, Yeshlo Sikuim Lahabari Lahavri Lagamri. So you give it to And Rav Moshe Feinstein, we'll see in the future Tshuvas, we'll see. Rav Moshe holds, but first come, first serve. In other words, if somebody comes first, then it's his. Even though he's less of a need, it's not going to be Chai Olam, it's only going to be Chai Shah, but he's on the respirator. So then he gets the Ketivah because he was there first. Then he writes, "Haya miskan kvar noson al echad man." And if the respirator was already given to one person, even though afal pi she'ein lo ela rak chay shah, even though he only is a chay shah candidate, aval she'yikum men yafsid gam es chay. But then, if you take it away, he's going to lose even his chay shah. Ein biyadenu raya lahatir afil b'kli lahatzel chayim l'chay olam. So he says he doesn't think that you have a right to. In other words, you could give up your own Chaye Shah, but to take away someone's Chaye Shah, for us to take away someone's Chaye Shah to give someone else Chaye Olam, so that maybe not. And he says, Vevsha Shemin Hamasha Raish also Lassos King. Philo Dask of Chaim Oizen. Right, Rav Chaim Moses says the Chai Shah l'gabei Chai Olam. You could even risk Chai Shah for a far-fetched Chai Olam. So, and Rav Herschel explained because he held that Chai Olam is Chai Shah is like nothing compared to Chai Olam. He called Mokam Ein Biyadein Raya Shesova Shemutu L'Sakei Chai Shah Shozeh Avur Chai Olam Shalachem. In other words, he thinks, as one could say, wait. In other words, if Rav Chaim owes a paskin that you could take this serious separation, if you don't take the operation, you're going to die. You'll have 5 months of Chai Shah, and then you'll die. If you take this operation, you might live indefinitely, or you might even die before the 5 months. So Rav Chaim owes shita is, take the operation. Take the operation. And therefore, and even though you might lose the Chai Shah, you might even not live the 5 months you would live otherwise, but you might gain Chai Olam. So the commentary of Chai Moses, the Herschel explained, the Chai Olam, Chai Shah, Kenei Chai Olam is nothing. But, says Rav Herschler, that's only your own life. But for us to decide that we're going to take away someone's Chai Shah for someone else's Chai Olam, he doesn't think we have a right to do that. Even Rav Chaim Ozzi doesn't think would say that. That Bekum Vasei, you could take away somebody's Chai Shoah to save someone else's Chai Olam. Yeah.
Would this have a practical nafkamina with organ
donation? Voila.
Would this specifically have a nafkamina for organ donation?
What, if... You mean, in other words, if you do the operation, it's a sakana, but you're serving someone else for chayol. Yeah, it's very relevant. Even that Tiferes Yisrael we did could be relevant, because the Tiferes Yisrael says to save someone else's life, it could be your mechuyev to put yourself into a suffix sakana. Yeah, Izzy, did you want to say something?
How would a Kershler read Rabbi Akiva in the case of a third party? Meaning, we saw that Chazon Ish said that you can choose, and that person now all of a sudden has Chayach Kodman. The person would say, how would he read that?
With a third party. Yeah, a third party. I mean, would Rav Herschel say the third party, then you would give it to the person who has the, you know, who has a potential of Chai Olam?
Yeah, but again,
it
would say. Yeah, but I guess in case that you don't know, maybe he would say that Rabbi Akiva Shita is limited to only really Chayach Kodmin, only really your life, when you're the one who's making that choice. But in the third case,
right, the same thing. Right. In the Chazanish's case of the third party.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're saying that according to the Chazon Ish, maybe you have a right to... It's not in Chayecha. So therefore, you have a right to do whatever you want. If it's chayacha, then it's chayacha called me. Yeah. So then he says, then he writes here on page 20 at the bottom, the first paragraph, my session in the section Zion, first paragraph, my session. Page 20. Shaya be'echad mibatei acholim shasham cholim sukan b'li sikur latzilo. In other words, you have a person who has cholim sukan, and he's on a machine, and then someone else comes into the hospital, right? Who's more pressing need. So that was the discussion, whether you're allowed to take him off. So he thinks not, that you can't take him off. These mahalchim are what Rav Moshe, we're going to see, holds also. If they come together, the Chai Olam is going to beat out the Chai Shah. But if they come Zachar Zeh, and you already gave it to somebody, then you can't take it away from him. Then he writes the bottom paragraph, the Siyashu on page 20, Harofim ben Avedu kibar b'hakara. If the Harofim have, they know there's no Chai Olam, and they have Yeish, and he's not responsive. He's just on a machine. So then he says you still have to have a lot of Yishuv Hadas, whether if it's mutter to take him off to save someone else who might have Chai Olam. Then he says, in other words, if the oxygen is finished, you have to replenish, or the food supply, you have to give him from another source. So he says, then that's called, even though he came first, but now you're re-putting him on the machine, maybe that's called Baushneim Kiyachet. So let's say somebody came first, so he's on the machine, but now the oxygen supply is finished, and now you have to re-put. And now this guy is there who came later, maybe that's considered Baim Vasachas in with the other guy, and therefore he would, and then you wouldn't have a halacha that you mechuyev to give it to the first guy. Okay, so this is a very fascinating discussion with the Chazanish and the Yachiezer about how do we view Chai Olam versus Chai Shah? And Rav Hirsch was saying that there's Rav Moshe, if the fellow who comes first, he has Kadima. And even though his prognosis is only Chai Shah. We'll see, not everyone agrees to that. We'll have to see in future packets of what's the story. But what I wanted you to see today is the Tiferes Yisrael about, giving yourself the inoculation that could help you. It might be a suffix sakana, echad elef, it'll be a suffix sakana, but you're now in a vade sakana situation. So you could put, so this might be a sakana itself, so that, and again, this was the response people had, I think Rav Asher Weiss, maybe others, to the anti-vaxxers, but they won't be masakin. But the first Israel says, no, you could, because this is the requirement of the vaccine is more imminent. There could be some chashash rachok that some, and then even that people are questioning whether that was based on some false, some study that was proven false. And so, you know, I'm a believer that, you know, definitely should people, again, they have to make sure it's a safe vaccine. But once it's nikva that it's a safe vaccine, then I think it's a chiv. And to tell people not to do it because of chashash rachok is, I think, is a very problematic position. And I think that there's a chiv, and Bez Hashem, when this hopefully this vaccine should come out sooner than later, then there'll be a chiv for everyone to have it. Because you can't say, I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm very against that opinion. And you know, the month, you know, Tikkun HaKlal, Tikkun HaPrat, it's a very problematic approach, not to come out in a public way, not to vaccinate people in a vaccine that is considered proven. Okay, so this is a fascinating, the machlokas for Rabbi Akiva and Ben Batura, the Chasanisha's idea, and the other ideas. Okay, so today tomorrow we'll continue on in the next packet. And I wish you all well. Have a good day, Ezra Hagler and Penny Rapp and Dr. Fine. And
just a quick question. In real life, do you really know, let's say, that you have exactly enough water just for one person? Or let's say the third person comes with water, does he know he has enough to give one of them, and that, or will get stuck in the road and take
them over these things? Okay, yeah, I mean, practically how that's going to work out, but the modern-day examples of respirators and things like that could be a very good parallel for today's society. Yeah, so again, Nathan Bauer, have a good day, and Izzy Muller. Izzy, you still in St. Louis? You're in Florida. Still in Florida. And Jacob, how are you? Jacob, you still in the mountains?
Still in the mountains.
Okay, that's good. And Rav Harari, Rabbi Levy, Penny Rapp, Rav Ari Feldman, Missy Muller, should all have a good day. And Bez Hashem, we'll see each other tomorrow, Bez Hashem.